We'll read from verse 1. Joshua chapter 1, verse 1. Now, it came about after the death of Moses the servant of the Lord, that the Lord spoke to Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' servant, saying, Moses my servant is dead. Now therefore arise, cross this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, to the sons of Israel. Every place on which the sole of your foot treads, I have given it to you, just as I spoke to Moses. From the wilderness in this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and as far as the great sea toward the setting of the sun, will be your territory. No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall give this people possession of the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may have success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Amen. Let's pray together. God, we thank you for your word this morning. We thank you for your presence. God, we just give you this time. We ask you that you would come and speak to us and encourage our hearts this morning as we gather before you to pray. And we thank you, Father, that you are with us wherever we go. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. This is one of my favorite passages. This is one of my favorite verse, Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. Because this is something that I struggle with quite a bit, you know. If you can put yourself in the shoes of Joshua, he was under the leadership of probably one of the greatest leaders of Israel's history, right? I mean, he was the first real leader once Israel had become a nation, right? And I think there's, a million people that he leads out of the land of Egypt. And if you can just imagine, Joshua would have seen Moses when, he would have heard about Moses bringing down all the different plagues upon the Egyptians. And then he would have seen Moses, split the Red Sea. And he would have crossed the Red Sea on dry ground under Moses' leadership. And then he would have seen Moses, bring water from the rock. And he would have seen Moses, he was there. When the story when Moses, when the people of Amalek come to fight against Israel, and Moses goes up on the mountain and he lifts up his staff, and if his hands are lifted up, then the Israelites prevail against the Amalekites. But if his hands are down, then the people of Amalek start beating up the Israelites. Joshua was there. Joshua was the one that Moses commanded and said, hey, gather your army together and you need to go and fight against these people, and I will go up on the mountain and I will pray and I'll lift my staff up. So Joshua was there when all these miracles happened at the hands of Moses. You know, Moses was truly a leader, right? Moses, they say in the Bible that he saw God face to face. You know, they say Moses was the humblest man on the face of the earth, and God, he had such a close intimacy with God. And so Joshua saw all that growing up, and 40 years spent walking around, wandering around the desert. he was under the leadership of Moses, and he could see how good and how powerful and how much of a leader Moses was. And now Moses dies, and Joshua is the one that's given the charge to lead the people of Israel into the promised land. So if you can put yourself in the shoes of Joshua, you know, he's probably feeling very, very nervous, you know? Because, I mean, you know, I get to feel that way if P. Sam's away, and I have to step into P. Sam's shoes and try to lead the church. You know, try to preach on Sunday, preach all the EMP, and lead the service. You know, sometimes I feel like, oh, you know, what am I going to do, you know? Who am I to lead our church and be used by God in that way? But Joshua, I mean, to a much greater degree, right? I mean, because Moses was crazy. He was such a powerful leader. And now Joshua has to fill in or step into Moses' shoes. So he's feeling very, very nervous. And you can kind of see this happening. You know, God comes to Joshua and the Lord starts speaking to him. And I'm sure all of us have had the Lord speak to us in our hearts, right? He kind of whispers to us and he kind of gives us impression and thoughts and feelings. It's Joshua chapter 1. And the Lord speaks to Joshua three times. In verse 6, he says, "Be strong and courageous, for you shall give this people possession of the land which I swore to their fathers to give them." And then in verse 7, he says again, "Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you." And in verse 5, he says, "Hey, just as I was with Moses, I will be with you." So I can kind of see Joshua like having a conversation with God, and God saying, "Hey, Joshua, I'm going to be with you. You don't have to worry. You don't have to be afraid. Just as I was with Moses, I'm going to be with you." But Joshua, in his heart, because God sees the heart of people, right? And he can see that Joshua is still nervous, that he's still very afraid and very scared and very, like he's not sure if he can do it. So he says again, "Hey, be strong and very courageous. You know, if you do what I've commanded you, and if you stick with me, and if you follow my commandments, you will succeed in everything that you do." And then in verse 9 again, God says, because even after he said that, God still sees that Joshua's heart is still not changed. He's still afraid and he's still feeling nervous. God says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed." Another version says, "Do not tremble or do not be discouraged." Right? Discouragement comes when we start looking at our circumstances and we start looking at our responsibility and we start looking at our own ability or our own inability, and we feel like, man, whatever it is that God has asked me to do, I don't think I can do it. You know, within my own power, with my own strength, there's no way that I can do it. And discouragement can settle in, as well as fear and worrying. And God says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And this is a promise that I take with me. Whatever I do, wherever I go, whatever I have to do, whatever ministry role or position that God puts me in, and whenever I get afraid," because I mean, to be honest, that's a struggle of mine. I get really scared. I get really nervous. I'm like, I don't know if I can do it. You know, feeling inadequate, feeling like you're not good enough and you can never do this. Then I turn to this passage and I remember, no, God's going to be with me wherever I go. So do not be afraid, you know. Be strong and very courageous. Do not tremble and don't be discouraged. I think it's Bill Johnson that said it, and he said, you know, God specializes or God majors in giving people assignments that they cannot do on their own strength. And the people that have been given the assignment, they go out there on their own and they try to make it and they try to do it and they give it their all, but they fail and they come to God and they say, God, I can't do it. You know, there's no way I can do this. Then God says, I know, you know, I've already figured that out. And I promise that I will be with you and I will be the one that does it through you. And I think that's key in our Christian walk. You know, whatever assignment, whatever kind of role or, I don't want to say job, but whatever calling, I guess, that God has given to us, if it's something that we can do on our own strength, you know, then it's probably not something that great, you know. But if it's something that only God can do, you know that you can't do it, and you're afraid, but let God speak to you today, this morning, that He's going to be with you, and let Him give you courage, and don't be discouraged, even if you fail. You know, Joshua didn't see all the times Moses failed, right? Joshua only saw Moses when he succeeded and when he was leading the people in a powerful way. So, of course, to compare himself to that, he'll be so afraid, and he'll be like, oh, there's no way I can do that. But Moses was also, when he was first called by God, I mean, he was so afraid, and God actually gets angry with Moses and says, you know, I told you that I'll be with you, and God kind of gets fed up with Moses and says, fine then, let your brother be the speaker. And, you know, Joshua maybe didn't get to hear about that story, so he doesn't know that it's a process, right? You learn as you walk with God. So let's just close our eyes. Let's let the Holy Spirit speak to us and say, you know, don't be discouraged and don't be afraid. Be strong and courageous. Whatever it is that I have called you to do, I will be with you and I will be right there helping you. In Romans it says, you know, if God is for us, then who can be against us? Let that speak to us. You know, let God's encouragement just come this morning so that whatever it is that we're facing, we can stand up and say, if my God is for me, then who can be against me? So I'll just pray, Holy Spirit, come and speak to us this morning. I pray, God, that you come with your encouragement and remind us, Lord. It's in your word. We can read it, God, with our eyes, but I pray you will speak to us in our spirit. And give us the courage to step out in faith.
To me, I'm careful. you forever.
You are forever in my life. You see me through the seasons. Cover me with your hand and lead me in your righteousness, and I look to
pray together. Let's pray for our mission trip teams. We've been praying for them faithfully. Let's just keep on praying for them until they return back safely. Let's pray for our Uzbekistan team. Let's pray for God's anointing to be upon them. Let's pray for the Israel team. Let's pray that they really learn and see all that God wants to show them. Let's also lift up our YWAM DTS team. They're leaving today to go to Egypt first, Philippines and Korea. Let's just cover them for God's mercy. That the team will be united, that they will move under God's anointing as well. And let's lift up our brother Sandro, who is running this crazy race starting today in Europe, 166K race. Let's just pray God, that God will strengthen him. So those four things, let's just lift up before God and ask God to bless them. pray for our service. Or this weekend we have on Saturday we have the intercessor prayer team meeting. We also have basketball in the morning, and then we have intercessor prayer, and then we have a youth group service at 5:30. And then on Sunday, Jimmy Stewart is going to be coming and ministering to us. So let's just cover all these meetings. We also have the river on Saturday night at 8 p.m. So let's just pray and cover these meeting time. Let's pray that God's presence will really be here. Sam Ling will be leading the river, so we can ask for God's anointing upon her as well. And so let's just cover the meetings. Let's pray together. Dear God, we thank you. God, we thank you. We thank you for your word. We just we take that and we declare, God, that we are not going to tremble. We're not going to be discouraged, God, but we will be strong and courageous, for we know that you are with us wherever we go. God, you will not fail us or forsake us, God. So, Lord, we hold on to your promise, and we lift up just our teams before you. We ask you for your strength. We ask you also for our meetings, God, this weekend, that your presence comes, God, that your power comes, Lord Jesus, that you will minister to broken people, God, hungry people, people that really need to meet with you. I pray that they will meet with you this Sunday, God, as they come to church. God, we just invite you and we ask you to come. We thank you for this this day, Friday, God. We thank you for being with us all this week, God, and we want to live today as well, fully loving you and obeying you, God. So, Lord, come and help us. We want to give you this day, and we just bless you. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, everyone. God bless you guys.